Hello, hello. I am so excited to be talking with you about unique messaging and my philosophy around how to become a trendsetter within your industry. But real quickly, before we get into this episode, let's do two things. First, the winner of the Money Mindset course will be announced on Instagram today. So if you left a review, don't forget to check in there to see if you won. I will send you a direct message via Instagram. If your account is private, though, you will have to make sure that we are friends in order to get it. If you didn't win this week, no worries. I'm doing a weekly drawing for you to get inside of my Money Mindset course for free. And P.S., this course has helped women make thousands of dollars online by starting their money healing journey. All you have to do is leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And the second thing is, let's set our intention together. So here is what I believe. You are listening to this podcast for a reason. I believe that in each episode, there is a hidden gem specifically for you. Yes, you, the person who's driving the car, doing the dishes, taking a bath, whatever you're doing right now. So it may be here to shift a perspective for you, to give you hope, to give you something to implement. So be open to it all and then listen with an open mind and take what you need. Hello, and welcome to the Real Talk with Reagan podcast. I'm your host, Reagan. This is the podcast where I'm going to get really honest about how to grow a profitable online business and share the raw truth of what goes behind the scenes of entrepreneurship. I went from wondering, is this what life is all about as an employee, to CEO of my own company, and was able to replace my paycheck within the first year of business. This show is for the online business owner who is ready to learn not only the strategy, but the mindset of what it takes to grow your legacy as a CEO. I'm so happy you are here. Now let's dive into this episode. So today is all about being a trendsetter in your unique industry, and we're going to go really deep into messaging. I would definitely recommend having a notebook and pen out, because I'm going to go all out in this episode. So before we can even get into unique messaging, we have to really understand why we want our messaging to be unique and what is even messaging, right? So before we dive into the juicy-ish, I want to differentiate messaging from content, because they are not the same. Okay. So messaging is how you create demand within your business, right? It's how you stand out in the crowd. It's how you resonate with your community in a way no one else can. Okay. So messaging is your source of connection to your ideal client. Messaging is your mission speaking through your content. So think of messaging as the overarching umbrella. And then below, you know, the umbrella shield, whatever you call it, is your content. So messaging is a legacy you are driving home, and it's how you evoke emotion, and content is the building blocks that make it come to life. Messaging is the soul of your business. And when you spend time curating and innovating your messaging, then your business becomes a trendsetter in the industry. You go from being generic to unique. You give your community a reason to reach out to you and buy your services. So now that we have some knowledge around what messaging is, this is what I know to be true. Okay. The online space is asking us to become more innovative. The information age is coming to an end, and people aren't just seeking out mini trainings and how-tos. Our buyers have gotten smarter, and they're looking for someone who can look at their problem uniquely and share their way of solving it in a new way. That doesn't mean that we are reinventing the wheel. Like, I'm not reinventing sales at its very core. But the way we package it to our audience needs to be elevated. That is what the industry is calling for. So this is the hill I will die on. If you can get your audience to think in a different way, then you have naturally become a person who makes them feel seen and heard in a different way. And when you do that, you become their top choice for hiring. You go from being someone who is generic, and not you being someone, but your messaging being something that's generic, right? That is seen everywhere, like 10K months and you go to someone who is a trendsetter within the industry, right? Talking about making money in a new way would be that example. So let's take this outside of business because you know I love to do that. So we're going to talk about Disney World right now. And if you didn't know this about me, I love Disney and I love Disney World. I've been going there almost every year of my life. Every summer vacation, we went to Disney World because my grandparents live in Florida and that was our big thing. It was our only time to see them. So I'm like giddy to share Disney as an example. Like I am a fangirl for life. So anyways, when we think about Disney, their messaging isn't just about a theme park and the movies they create. If that was the case, I doubt they would have the success they do now. Their mission is much deeper than that, and so their messaging goes way deeper than that. They understand what their ideal clients want to feel like. They know what tugs on their heartstrings, and truly, they continue to master their messaging around what Disney is. And they don't sell the story of Disney and theme parks like anyone else. Okay, Six Flags in Texas is an amusement park. And when you think about it, it serves the same purpose, right? A vacation spot for families and entertainment. However, the Magic Kingdom is the most successful Disney theme park. I Googled it, so don't worry, I'm not pulling this out of my ass. And here's my hot take on it. They have eliminated the competition for many reasons, but messaging is one of the biggest reasons why. Because they have went to work and have innovated how they are going to evoke feelings of being a kid again, what home actually means, redefined entertainment, and truly they understand how to make it the most magical place in the world. That's their tagline, okay? And as the researcher I am, y'all, my background is in sociology, so I love some research. I looked up what their mission was, which according to Walt Disney World Company, the mission of the Walt Disney Company is to entertain, inform, and inspire people around the globe through the power of unparalleled storytelling, reflecting the iconic brands, creative minds, and innovative technologies that make the world's premier entertainment company. And this is what I can pull out. They have unparalleled storytelling. They understand what it means to move their audience, and they became unique and innovated. And yes, Disney goes beyond messaging, their branding, customer experience, and overall business model is huge when it comes to success, but they get it. They understood how to get their air quotes ideal clients see theme parks differently, to view Disney differently, and they made it the number one destination. They have evoked emotion within their buyer. This is exactly what we want to do with our messaging. You need to know your audience better than anyone else. Evoke emotions in them that others have not, and get them to see the solution that they are seeking differently. And you have to package this and these concepts and ideas in a unique way. When you dive into how you can make your messaging more potent, then you automatically become someone who people want to learn from and buy from. That creates demand. That creates more sales. That creates reputation. So how do you do this? This is where you really want to get out, you know, pen and notebook. First and foremost, you got to get clear on what your mission is for your audience. Just because you wrote your mission statement down once during that business course does not mean that it's weaved throughout your business. What you really need to do is take some time to think about what you want your ideal client to feel and know as soon as they stalk you on your Instagram page. There is so much depth within your mission, and this goes for all industries from, you know, branding to health coach, okay? And you got to ask yourself, what is it that I want them to know, feel, and believe as soon as they stalk me, right? And don't just settle on the first answer that comes to mind when you're talking about your mission and your why behind your offer and your business. You have to take it deeper. I do this with all of my clients. We take it further and further until we get to the root of their mission. And that becomes the foundation for their content, offer, client experience. messaging when I teach it is the third thing that we get into because it drives everything else in our business. So on a piece of paper, write down your mission and then ask yourself, okay, why? Why is this my mission? And keep asking yourself why until you get to a place where you're like, okay, damn, this is the work I want to do, right? Second, you need to spend more time listening to your audience. Market research is the tits, y'all. So many people sleep on it and think, nah, I'm not going to do that. But in order to see your ideal client's problems differently, to talk about it differently, to, you know, really make sure that when you're speaking about your offer as a solution differently, you have to understand them better than anyone else. Market research is literally being present with your ideal client. I had a client last week literally come up to me and was like, hey, I just did a market research call for the first time. I have so much clarity around what's actually going on with my, you know, ideal client. And I finally feel connected to my community. And I finally feel even more connected to my mission. And then at the end of the market research call, the people actually asked them to send over their coaching packages. So I call that a win-win. Okay. So really spend time doing some market research and listening with an open mind to everything that they're saying to you. Third, you also need white space to think to get innovative. When your headspace is filled with lack of confidence, comparisonitis, constant scrolling, jumping on trends, and thinking about vanity metrics, you have no space to get innovated on how to go deeper with your messaging. When this is the case, you have no way of innovating how to talk to your ideal clients to really step into that leadership role of being a trendsetter in your industry. So I highly recommend taking a week off of Instagram to get clearer around what you really want to put out into this world. Make sure it's an intentional week off and you know how to really get clear on your messaging. If not, it'd be a great time to hire me. Okay, I want to give you one more bonus tip. You can literally today take an intake on how you're talking about your audience's problems and how you're talking about your offer right now. And I bet there is some serious room for depth and innovation. This is what I see is that so many people talk about their problems, solutions, storytelling, and client testimonials vaguely. They give their audience nothing really to relate to that goes past the surface level. And again, the way we are packaging and speaking about all of our offers, our, you know, our storytelling, all that, this is where it counts. What I teach my clients is that granular storytelling is always the way to go. And what I mean by granular is very, very specific. So here's an example. Let's say you're a confidence coach and you say, I want to help you feel comfortable in your skin. Okay, yeah, that's relatable, but it has nothing that I can really, yeah, I want to feel that way too, right? Versus if that confidence coach said, I know you want to step into that fitting room and not look in the mirror and want to change everything about your body, right? That is meeting them where they are at. That is not generically talking about anything. That is the difference, right? So trend-setting messaging really requires you to truly step into leadership around how you are going to take up space in the industry, okay? And you have to think more deeply. You have to ask yourself, how can I speak about this problem in a way that is fresh? How can I speak about the solution in a way that has them ready to invest? And how can I more deeply think about what I know to be true within my level of expertise, right? And that goes into creating your own philosophies, your own frameworks, right? And we're not diving into that in this podcast, but maybe we'll do it later. And combining it with everything I talked about here. Messaging is simply thinking about this. What are they actually saying and thinking when they tell me that this is their problem and this is their dream solution, right? It is really just going deeper and deeper and deeper. The industry is shifting and buyers are shifting. They are ready for something that is deeper than copy and paste messaging. That's why when I talked about industry trends that I see going on, and you can go to my Instagram and find that post, one of them was unique messaging. Long are the days where 10K months, 50K months, 5K months are going to sell. Long are the days are just counting your macros is going to sell, okay? So this is going to call you to rise to the occasion and to create space to think about it. This is something that I work on with my clients in depth because it requires a higher level of thinking and innovating. So if you're like, damn, I really need this, I think this is one of the missing pieces, then go ahead and apply for my one-on-one coaching. We spend so much time together really nailing this down and going deeper. Like, with all my clients, they're always like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know this, like I could create this, right? So I hope this was so helpful to you. And if it was, come let me know in my DMs on Instagram at @ReaganStorm, because I would love to know your main takeaway. So this week, make it a priority to really think about, okay, how can I really step into unique messaging? How can I really step into this leadership, and where can I really grow in this? So I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you are feeling on fire for your business and are ready to make fat stacks. Now, before you go, I have a favor to ask you. If this episode made you feel unstoppable, or if you learned something new, I would love for you to leave me a review for my podcast, and then also share it on your Instagram page if you are loving it and tag me. I get so excited to meet you guys. If you do this, you will have a chance to get enrolled into my money mindset course, the one that helps my clients make thousands online. Each week, I will randomly select a winner from everyone who left a review. Alrighty, thanks for listening. I will see you next week, where we will dive into more realness around growing your business.